Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. It's a fact, ladies, and here's the reason Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. So you can see that means more meat for your money. You get top U.S. government grades of beef, meat that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. You get a better value in top-grade beef. For example, when you buy a Kroger-cut porterhouse steak, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the long, stringy end and excess waste before the steak is weighed and priced. You don't pay steak price for stringy meat and excess waste. So remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. But see for yourself. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store. Make it a rule to buy Kroger-cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Love is more than an emotion. It's a power, for love can drive people to do things that they're determined not to do. And it was love and the impelling force of love that last night brought Penny to agree with Barry Carlton that in spite of the risks and uncertainties of the future, they should be married. It's the next morning now, and Penny is in the living room of her home when her mother enters. Penny is humming softly.
Good morning,
Penny.
Oh, good morning, Mother.
My, you're up early for a young lady who came in so late last night.
Oh, were you awake when I came in? Oh, did I wake you?
No, I was awake. Did you have a nice time last night?
Oh, golly, yes, a wonderful time, Mother. Barry and I went to the top of the mountain. You know, it's amazing how far you can see on a clear night. We could even make out the lights of Wayne City.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's being an awfully long way.
Oh, that's an awfully high mountain. Well, you look lovely this morning.
Oh, thank you, darling. My efforts weren't wasted then.
Going somewhere?
Uh-huh, a club meeting.
This morning? Oh, I thought those things were in the afternoon.
Oh, they are usually, but this is a special meeting, dear. About a drive for funds or something like that.
Well, you're certainly going to be the loveliest lady there.
Now you're being too nice to me. Oh, have you had breakfast, dear?
Yes, about a half hour ago.
Oh, why so early, Penny?
Because Frank asked me to be at the office ahead of time. He's suddenly a very busy young man.
Oh, winning the Ainsley case did him a lot of good, didn't it?
Yeah, it did everybody a lot of good. Yep, I doubt if Mrs. Ainsley will have to worry for the rest of her life. $10,000 she got's far more than she'll ever spend.
Well, I hope she gets some good out of it. I doubt if she has long to live.
That's what I meant, darling. Well, come on, I'll have a cup of coffee with you while you're having breakfast. Then I better run.
Oh, I'm not going to eat just yet, dear. I'm going to wait for Jed to wake up.
Well, come on, let's have a cup of coffee together anyway. Nora has a low flame on it to keep it hot.
Oh, all right, dear, if you like. My, but you're cheerful this morning.
Oh, more than usual.
I think so. Maybe you'll tell me about it?
About what?
Why you're so cheerful.
Well, maybe I've just decided I've worn a sad face long enough. Get the cups and saucers, will you, darling?
Mm-hmm. Penny, you don't think you can fool your mother, do you?
What makes you think I'm trying to?
I know you pretty well. Now, what happened when you talked to Barry last night?
Nothing. We just talked.
Here your cup. Mm-hmm. I'll get the cream and sugar while you pour.
All right, darling.
But when you talked, you came to some sort of decision, didn't you?
Oh, well, coffee's hot. It's the way you like it, though, isn't it?
The hotter the better.
I'll stop avoiding the subject, young lady.
What subject?
Oh, Penny, you're cute. You're just not going to tell me, are you?
You mean you really think there is something to tell?
Mm-hmm. How much sugar, dear?
Oh, 1 spoonful. Oh, just a touch of cream. I'm drinking it a little on the dark side these days.
Oh, I like it that way myself every now and then. Now, are you going to tell me or aren't you?
You just won't give up, will you?
Well, not easily. Come on now, tell me.
Oh, darling, there isn't very much to tell.
Well, what's a little bit?
Mother, I'm sorry, but it really isn't anything to tell. Not right now, anyhow.
Why isn't it?
Because it's still something between Barry and me.
But, darling, you've never kept anything from me before.
I know I haven't, Mother. And I'm not really keeping anything from you, no. I mean, that it would do any good for you to know. Oh, look, the reason I seem scared is that my mind's clear about things. There are still a few doubts, but not like I had before.
You're only telling me half the reason, Penny.
I know it, darling. But I'm telling you all I can. Mother, you'll know the rest later if anything comes of it. I'm going to see Barry again this afternoon, and we'll talk about it again.
Oh-ho, that gives me a hint.
Oh, but it may not be what you think.
You don't mind if I think it though, do you?
Yes, I do. Because I know how you feel about it either way.
Oh, my chief concern is for your happiness, darling.
Mother, I don't want happiness at your expense.
Do you think it will be at my expense?
No, it mustn't be. And that's why I say even though my mind's clear and I am happier, there are still doubts and things to be considered. Mother, after I've seen Barry this afternoon, maybe I'll tell you about it then. I've never kept anything important from you. And I don't intend to start.
Penny, we couldn't have picked a better afternoon for a drive.
Mm-hmm. I sure love the country at this time of year, don't you, Barry?
Well, I don't know. I'll take spring and the first green leaves. That's the time of year I like
best. Oh, I guess I like all times of year best. Winter and summer and spring and fall. Yep, there's something beautiful about all of them.
Yeah, I think I do, too. But along with spring, I'm a little partial to the fall, too. I'm what's known as a fall guy.
Oh, a fall guy.
No, I should have said a fall baby.
Yeah, you're going to have a birthday pretty soon.
Uh-huh. Just a few weeks, I'll be the ripe old age of 32.
My, how well-preserved you are.
Well, here's the end of Lookout Road. Shall we park here and look out?
Yep, that's what we drove up for, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. We'll be able to see our mountain across the valley from here.
Let me see if I can pick it out, which one it is, I mean.
Well, thank you, Cam.
Oh, that big one there, hmm? The highest one on the right with sort of a level top.
Right you are.
Oh, it's a lovely-looking mountain.
I never knew anything that big could be lovely.
I guess that sounded silly. But that's the way I do feel about our mountain, anyhow.
I'm glad you do. Penny,
What, darling?
Have you told your mother that we've decided to be married?
No, Barry, I haven't.
I haven't told mine either. And for the same reason.
We ought to tell them, though.
I know we should. But you know what they'll say, don't you?
Yeah. That's the only thing that makes me unhappy.
Well, Penny, the more we try to please others, the more unhappy we'll be. Now, let's just think of ourselves for a change. Let's not give others even the slightest
thought. Barry, I can't do that.
Yeah, but maybe you'll have to if you really want to marry me.
Oh, Barry, I don't know. You know I really want to marry you, but...
All right, then. Let's just go away and get married. Today. Right now.
No, darling, I can't do that. That's something I just couldn't do.
You can't? Why not?
Because it wouldn't be fair to Mother. Barry, listen, at best, she'll be disappointed when she finds out we are going to be married. This would hurt her terribly if we just ran away.
Yes, but darling, think of this. It may be the only way we can do it. Won't you think about it a little bit? Won't you?
Yes, Barry, I'll think about it.
All right. Please do, and give it a lot of serious thought. Remember, we've decided to live our lives regardless of others. It's our right. I expect objections from my mother, too, but I'm not going to let her keep me from the thing I've decided I must and will do.
That water isn't too cold, is it, Barry?
No, Mother. I told Henry to take the ice out of it after a few minutes. Pour some more. Have a nice afternoon.
Oh, I didn't do much. How was your drive with Penny?
The drive? Oh, fine, Mother.
I'm glad you're seeing Penny, even though you've been wise enough to decide against marrying.
Oh, was that really a wise decision, Mother?
You know it was the only decision possible.
Well, there are two sides to every question, if you'll pardon that badly worn expression.
Perhaps the expression is badly worn, but it's nonetheless true, except in this case.
I'm not so sure about that. Mother, now take your capsule.
The things don't do me any good. But they make the doctor happy, so to make the doctor happy, I'll take it.
It's a good girl.
There. Now, are you happy, too?
Very happy.
Well, then my pills do you and the doctor good, at least.
That's right.
But you are happy, Barry. And I didn't expect you to be, not for a long time.
Well, there are ways of looking at things, Mother. Ways of looking at them that...
Barry Carlton, you've never fooled me, and you're not going to fool me now.
Fooling you? Fooling you about what?
You and Penny have talked this over, haven't you?
Yes, of course we have. Isn't that natural?
But it was decided, son, and you were not to be married.
Yes, that's what we decided.
That's what Penny decided, but you've talked her out of it.
I gave her my word I wouldn't argue with her, and I haven't. It was her decision entirely, and I've lived up to it.
Barry, look at me.
I am?
She's changed her mind, hasn't she?
What makes you think so?
You do?
I haven't said a thing about it.
But I can tell. I should be able to understand my own son. And I do. Barry, I want the truth. Have you and Penny decided to be married?
Yes. Yes, we have.
But it was decided you wouldn't.
Penny changed her mind.
Why? Did you change it for her?
No, no, Mother. I had nothing to do with it.
But you could have refused to marry her.
I didn't, though. I won't. We love each other. Don't you understand?
Of course I understand. But don't you understand why you shouldn't marry her?
I see no reason why I shouldn't.
I know a very important reason.
Well, the reason doesn't matter, Mother. We don't care if there are a thousand reasons why we shouldn't marry. We're going to marry, and that's all there is to it. So, you might as well give us your blessings.
You know there's nothing more I'd rather do. You know there's nothing more I'd rather see than Penny as your wife. But Barry, my son, you're making a mistake. If you and Penny are married, you'll regret it the rest of your life.
Will Mrs. Carlton's warning to her son have any effect on the decision that Penny and Barry have reached? Will they change their plans, or will they be married? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. In buying Kroger cut rib roast, for example, you don't pay rib roast price for excess bone and waste. The chine bone is trimmed, the waist and short rib end removed, giving you top U.S. government grades of beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. And before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, waist, and stringy ends. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. But mind you can get Kroger cut beef only at your neighborhood Kroger store. So go there as soon as you can. Step up to the meat counter and ask the Kroger meat man for Kroger cut beef. You'll get delicious and juicy and tender beef. And you'll get more meat, less waste. That means you get more meat for your money at your Kroger store. Listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.